This is an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, January 7th, 2017. This Week in Security News. On multiple occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding security threats. Early Thursday afternoon, Alert USA subscribers were notified of reports of shots fired at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida. The attack took place in a lower-level baggage claim area of Terminal 2. The shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, had flown in from Anchorage, Alaska, via Minneapolis, with what is believed to have been a 9mm pistol properly checked in for the trip. According to Broward County Commissioner Chip LaMarca, after claiming his bag, Santiago entered a men's restroom, retrieved and loaded the firearm, returned to the claim area, and began randomly firing on travelers. 5 people were killed and 8 others injured in the attack. The incident ended when the suspect surrendered to police. It is interesting to note that the shooter had been on law enforcement radar for some time. He received a general discharge from the Army National Guard in August of 2016 for unsatisfactory performance. His MOS, or Military Occupational Specialty, was 12B, or Combat Engineer. In November, federal sources indicate the suspect walked into an FBI office in Alaska claiming he was being forced to fight for ISIS. At this point, federal officials turned the suspect over to a mental hospital for treatment. It is also interesting to note that the suspect's residence in Anchorage is within walking distance of the only mosque in Alaska. The shooting incident resulted in a complete closure of the airport, in turn disrupting air travel nationwide. As a result of the attack, the security posture of airports throughout the U.S. has been increased. It is expected that these enhanced protocols will be in place for some weeks, if not longer. Listeners are advised that if you are traveling in the near term, take the hint and leave early, as there will be delays. Next up, a new report issued this week by Judicial Watch indicates an alliance between Islamic jihadists and drug cartels in the Mexican state of Nuevo León is collaborating to carry out attacks on American cities and ports of entry along the southern border. This, according to intelligence obtained by Judicial Watch from confidential U.S. and Mexican law enforcement sources. An internal Mexican law enforcement report obtained by Judicial Watch confirms that the Islamic terrorists have people along the border, principally in the 5 northernmost states of Sonora, Chihuahua, Coahuila, Nuevo León, and Tamaulipas. According to the report, quote, cartel informants tell law enforcement contacts that they are only waiting for the order and the times to carry out simultaneous attacks in different ports of entries or cities in the United States of America, unquote. Drug cartels have a working agreement with Islamic terrorists, according to high-ranking Mexican police administrators, who said that men from the Middle East arrive regularly into the country to train jihadists. Listeners are reminded that less than 3 weeks ago, the House Homeland Security Committee released a December terror threat snapshot within which American citizens were warned that the United States faces its highest Islamic terrorist threat environment since 9/11, and the majority of that threat stems from individuals who have been radicalized at home. In 2015 and 16, the U.S. saw 115 cases launched against homegrown jihadists arrested in some stage of attack plotting or support. The report goes on to say that a shift in ISIS messaging, from joining the jihad in Syria and Iraq to carrying out attacks in fighters' home countries, is likely to accelerate this trend. You can find more on these and other stories in this week's issue of the Threat Journal newsletter. If you are not already a subscriber, visit ThreatJournal.com and sign up today. The publication is free and will remain that way. Alert USA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages of new alerts, warnings, and advisories, or any other factors which signal a change in the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. In travel security news, in addition to a standing U.S. government-issued worldwide caution, listeners are reminded that there are also dozens of additional alerts and warnings in effect for individual countries around the world specifically identified as posing significant risks for U.S. citizens. As always, if you are planning travel abroad, even to such common locations as the Caribbean, Mexico, or Europe, Alert USA strongly recommends checking out the U.S. State Department's travel website, as well as that of the CDC, for safety and security information about your destination. We also recommend visiting the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and British governments to see the travel guidance that those nations are providing to their citizens, as threats and assessments can and do vary. This has been an Alert USA Threat Journal National Situation Update for the week ending Saturday, January 7th, 2017.